Stripe rust seems to be a hot topic in southeast and south central Kansas. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension in Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. Last week, I told you about stripe rust first being found in extreme southeast Kansas. Now, by Friday, stripe rust had been found in additional counties in southeast Kansas and was being found in some counties in south central Kansas, including Kiowa County, which is actually Greensburg, and in Sedgwick County, which would be Wichita. These reports are important because the fungal spores of stripe rust move on wind currents. Since wind currents are predominantly from the south and southwest, we listen to reports to the south to predict what may be in store for wheat. Those reports in south central Kansas correspond to those reports that were being found of stripe rust being found in south central Oklahoma. Now, the increase in stripe rust reports in southeast and south central Kansas are not completely surprising. They also correspond to the rains that moved through those areas and helped get stripe rust spores established in the leaves of the wheat plant. Hold on, let me back up just a bit here. There really has to be three things that come together to get stripe rust infection. First, you must have a susceptible wheat variety. Most of the reports are coming in are on Everest, which is a very susceptible variety. Second, you must have the presence of the disease. In this case, you need stripe rust fungal spores floating around in the air. And finally, you must have the right environmental conditions for the disease to infect the leaf. The rains that I mentioned earlier are important for an infection to take place. The leaf of the wheat plant must have a thin layer of moisture on the leaf for the spore to be able to infect those individual cells within the wheat leaf. In addition, the infection period for the fungal spore to develop into a full-blown orange stripe rust pustule is generally about 14 days. That time period corresponds to the beginning of the rainfall down there in south central Kansas. However, you will notice we've only mentioned south central and southeast Kansas, but haven't mentioned southwest Kansas. That's because stripe rust has not been found there. We are listening for southwest Kansas because that's really the early warning system to let us know what we're going to be facing in northwest Kansas, because the wind currents would move those from southwest Kansas into our area in northwest Kansas. Now, the K-State Extension agents and agronomists, we are actively scouting for stripe rust to keep a handle on the movement of the disease from north to south across the state. So it's my job to keep you informed on what's happening around us. We do not start discussing fungicide treatments for stripe rust until we actually have stripe rust being found in the area and the flag leaves are out on the wheat plants. We always talk about saving the flag leaf as part of the protocol for handling stripe rust. And we're not there on either front with stripe rust being found here or flag leaves are not out yet. So we're kind of in a wait and see period for the wheat in our area. If you have any questions, please get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis. You can see what I'm finding in the wheat field on my Twitter account at Crops with Jeannie or on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. The current maps of stripe rust infestations are available on the website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy.